JC and 0TR. T and 0TR. 0TR. 4QLG and 0TR. And 0TR clear.
KB2HXS mobile with me.
HXS KN4VWA.
A big man.
In the city. And I'm stuck over here in Spartanburg. Where are you?
I gotta go pick up the granddaughter because daddy is working and mommy had to take grandson to the hospital. He has a possible issue with his appendix. So they're going to do, I believe, an ultrasound and determine what's going on there.
Well, I hope he snuck into the candy can and got a belly ache. Teaching a good lesson and he won't have to have surgery. Goodness. Well, anyhow, you go take care of that granddaughter. I know that'll be just such a burden to you.
Oh, yeah, she turned 9 yesterday, and Christian is 5. So, I don't know. I know his parents do not give him the best diet in the whole world. That could contribute to the appendix issue. I hope he'll be all right. She's got him in the hospital down in Greenville somewhere. I guess Children's Hospital. I'm not really sure where she went, but yeah, we'll find out something a little later.
Like I said, I hope it works out. Be all right. Well, in the meantime, I gotta go over here and do a little quick job, and then I can go home.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, what I was gonna do this afternoon, I put off till tomorrow. They gotta change out a gas valve, and I just don't feel like working in the rain. It's on a package unit, and it's outside. Now it's like messing around in the mud, you know.
What you mean? It's always fun.
System up running today, so. Another one to do tomorrow.
Free and not making any money, right?
Well, it's under warranty. It's a brand new package unit, so it's kind of torquing me off a little bit because it had a couple of issues, and I don't understand why.
Take care of those folks. Well, listen, I just wanted to say, hey, I'm about to pull into my customer's office over here on the east side of Spartanburg, so. Go have a good time, and I'm going to play in the rain and get some things done. And I hope you have a good weekend. KN4 VWA, 73. I'm clear.
All right, there, Steve-O. I'll catch you later. I hope it dries up a little bit. I want to get up on my tower and get that last section up. This rain is putting a little damper on that, putting a crimp in my style here.
Thing up for sure, man. I told you I've got a line on a 706 Part 2G that may have a fan cooling issue.
I know, we talked about that. I was the one that told you about the fan issue.
I'm thinking I might go ahead and try to pick that thing up if I can get it at a reasonable figure. So, anyhow, I'll talk to you again soon, bub. Stand for a minute, we ain't clear.
Well, if you don't want to hang on to that thing, you know where to pass it on to. Test mobile listening out.
0TR stationary.
KB2HXS.
Hi, Dave. Can I hear two stations?
Back in one of his. What is your height and position? I'm 5'11 and sitting. Well, why?
Roger. Oh, good afternoon, Dave. I was just sitting here eating some homemade ham salad and some homemade, what do they call that, summer sausage and some 4-year-old Wisconsin cheddar cheese with some midget pickles and some club crackers and a ginger ale.
Find out where you live. I gotta come over for lunch. Yeah, I'm actually I'm heading over to my going to pick up my granddaughter. My grandson is at the hospital now. possible appendicitis or an issue with his appendix. They got to figure out what's going on, and they're waiting for a ultrasound or whatever the heck they're going to do. What are they going to do on to try and determine what's going on? But he's been having a bellyache for a while, and nobody can figure out what it is.
Sorry to hear that. Last time we went, the grandson, several years ago, stepped on a cottonmouth water moccasin, and it wasn't any fun at all. But, Dave, the first thing you usually check on that is the white count. And if it's elevated, it's an appendix. And it's a scope job nowadays.
Well, now, so whatever they're going to do, you know, we've got to determine what the issue is.
I know from the old days that was, they were real quick to take out appendixes, and they're not quite as quick nowadays. Lays right down there below your liver, and next to your gizzard and gallbladder. I've had that out. I don't think I got an appendix either. Most everything's been taken out. At any rate, I'm very sorry to hear that, and I hope he does, or her. I don't know if you said granddaughter or grandson. I think granddaughter. But yeah, sometimes you'd rather be yourself than one of the kids.
Well, I'm going to pick up the granddaughter, and it's my grandson with the appendix issue. He's five. So, well, I don't know. I mean, it could have something to do with his diet. I mean, you know, he doesn't eat the most, he's not the most healthiest of eaters, let's put it that way. And hopefully it's something they can clear up with antibiotics, maybe, you know, because I would hate, like heck, boy, going to the knife to get that thing out, oof.
Yes, surgeries go. It's a pretty easy one nowadays, Dave. They just do it with scopes, and there'll just be two or three little holes. But, yeah, you want to avoid that at all costs. But it's a pretty routine thing. And but so was gallbladder surgery, and I bled afterwards, and it wasn't a pretty scene. But I needed a dose of vitamin K before they done it, and the surgeon wouldn't listen to me, so there you go.
Now, anyway, KB2H, Access Mobile. Yeah, I'm, hope everything turns out okay, you know. I'm going to kid with them and say, listen, they go through your armpit to get that out, you know.
Really crude and mean, I'll tell you. Yeah, they're telling him to go through the nose to get it out. No, it's a pretty routine surgery nowadays, but you don't really need it, but I think the good Lord must have put it there for a reason, Dave.
I'm young to be having issues with it, isn't it? I mean, heck, you know, I don't know, man, maybe it's me, I don't know. I'm just, what the heck do I know? But I'm kind of thinking he might be a little bit young to have that kind of surgery.
Our daughter, our youngest one, at around that age, had a urinary implant surgery. And it was very serious. I remember she had, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 tubes coming out of her. And the urinary tract, the two tubes that go down there to the bladder were hitting it at a wrong angle, and so they had to cut them loose and re-implant them at the right angle, and otherwise she'd wound up with a kidney transplant very early in life. And she went on to be an engineer and at one time a football player for the National Women's Football League, so I guess it worked.
Cow. Okay, good for her. Good for her. Yeah, I got a couple of minutes to get to their house. They're right over in Lyman. They're not far from me. And I am in the school zone. I got to slow down. Anyway, let me hang the mic up here and pay attention to the school zone. So I will catch you later, Tom. Have a good afternoon. And 0TR, KB2HXS.
KB2HXS. in 0TR. Nice hearing you this afternoon, Dave, and we'll catch you down the line. I didn't know if you was working or not today, but God bless the grandson, and hope he does well. See you later. It's in 0TR clear.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, I did take care of a customer this morning. I was going to do a second one this afternoon, but it's an outside thing, and I'm like, it can wait till tomorrow.
It's really crummy out. I got to go out and get eggs now. I'm not looking forward to it. I got a brand new pair of tennis shoes on, so I got to put on my booties.
All right, Tom, have a good afternoon. KB2HXS.
And Gerald TR clear.
KB2HXS, Lyman.